All right, it is 7:51 and a very special boots and salutes this morning as Vic Dubois on his retirement day joins us here live in the studio, and we're going to take it to the phone lines just like you did back in 1984.
Don't remind me, but go ahead, fire away.
And let's see what you have to say this morning, Saskatchewan. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning, how are you?
We're good, how are you doing?
Fantastic for the old guy.
Right on. What can we do for you today? What's your boot
or
salute?
Well, I used to work at the old sanatorium there, Annette, and Vic Dubois was on 8 o'clock, as you mentioned, and I used to do the 7 o'clock in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. I used to listen to him when I did my water tests.
Good for you.
And I remember you guys, I don't forget who you had on nights from 11 o'clock to 7, but he would never change his record, so when I was doing my keys and all that, heck, I knew I was doing whatever key and had to go to the washroom because he never changed his records in 5 bloody years.
No. Yeah, we used to have live all-night people.
Huh?
We used to have live all-night disc jockeys in those days.
I know that. He's blowing in because bored.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to retire, right?
Well, I'm retiring.
Well for his retirement.
Yes.
He told me when I retired in that back in 2007, I made too much money and whatever it was, since this is my 18th year of retirement. So, ha, ha, ha.
Right. Well, I'm just rolling into retirement as general manager of this company.
You know what I do as far as, because I'm older than you are.
Okay.
I'm in my 70s. I go to my favorite restaurant there and have a beer and all that stuff with the girls from Monday to Friday at Hooters there, Annette, when they have Seniors Day.
Good for you.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Hey, let us look after us rich old seniors, you know.
Good for you.
There you go.
Well, thank you.
You want to get out of the house.
Thank you for calling.
Hi, boots and salutes.
Hi, good morning. I would love to salute the specifically Saskatoon Sask Energy Upgrade Crew. They are starting work every morning so early in this heat and finishing late every day trying to get the gas lines in for winter. So kudos to them.
For sure. Yeah, I couldn't imagine working in this 30-degree heat. We get a few days out there in the heat, Vic, but nothing like the Sask Energy guys, hey?
No, and, well, there's construction still everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, many streets, side streets, main arterial roads, and I feel bad for them this week because they're out there and they have to have their hard hats on and long pants and long sleeves and everything because of their jobs, and, oh, boy, they must be warm.
I hear you. Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. I would like to say hello to Ben and congratulate Vic on all these wonderful years that he has got the Moo Crew going. I've been listening way back when Rod Kidder was on, and I listen to Coffee Talk almost every single day. You've done a fantastic job, Vic, and we are certainly going to miss you on that part of the program. So, here's to your retirement. I hope it's healthy and happy, and we are certainly going to miss you.
Thank you very much. That's very nice of you to say that.
Thanks for the
call.
All
right.
Hi, boots and salutes.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I would just like to send out a big salute to you, Vic.
Thank you.
All those great years that you were on the radio. And now your son has followed in your steps.
Yeah,
what a wonderful legacy, eh?
He's on our FM country station, The Bull.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't push him into this industry, but he decided on his own. So good for him.
Your family's just wonderful. You know, your lovely wife is our representative in our community.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, and you've been on the radio for so many years.
Don't remind me.
And my best friend was Sharon Jacobs.
Ah, we loved Sharon.
Yeah, yes. I loved her too.
Yeah.
You know, her birthday's coming up on September 8th, so just cheers to her, cheers to you and all the wonderful, you know, years that you have to move forward in your next chapter.
Well, thank you. And for anyone who is more newer to Saskatoon, Sharon Jacobs was a longtime announcer on CJWW, and she was just a wonderful, wonderful person. Great staff member.
She was beautiful. Yeah. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, Vic.
Thank you. You too.
Hi, boots and salutes.
Hey, I just wanted to congratulate Vic. He does a great job on country classics and everything, so I just wanted to wish him the best of luck today.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, boots and salutes.
Hey, I'd just love to give a big old salute out to Vic Dubois. I've been listening to Boots and Salutes, driving to work every morning for as long as I can remember, and it never fails to put a smile on my face to hear all the shenanigans that goes on. So, huge salute to Vic, and thank you, sir, for starting this program.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, shenanigans is a good way to put it. Hey, Vic, lots of shenanigans with it, for sure. Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. I'm just wanting to say thank you to Vic Dubois for everything, especially his coffee talk. I found it. I'm going to miss that, as well as a big salute to Vic on his years of work and his pending retirement. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Yeah, it was 42 years. I've been here for 42 years, 1 month and 3 weeks today.
Yeah. He's been a part of the furniture here for quite a few years, hey? Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yes, you know, I'm not the only one that's complaining about things. I don't know what it's coming to. Years ago, people help each other. You got help, you need it. Now you're getting higher help, and I'm up in years, and you need help so bad to fill out some forms from the legal system. You can't get it, and even setting up things around the other work. And, you know, this guy's doing nothing. You offer them jobs and pay them an hour, and they don't want to do nothing. You know, I don't know what it's coming to. There's something wrong with the system now. People are just not the same as they used to be.
Hi, Boots and Salutes.
Blah, 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 Vic.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to give a big salute to President Trump. Love him or hate him. The man's doing wonders for his country. He's getting rid of all the illegal immigrants, bringing in billions of dollars. And what does Canada get? A burnt out elite banker from the World Economic Forum, and a bunch of naive elbows up people to put them there. Have a lovely day.
Yeah, there's always a lot of politics here on Boots and Salutes, sure, Vic.
I don't get involved. I've always been liberal-minded with conservative tendencies and NDP sympathies, and I leave it at that.
There you go. Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I'd like to boot the Conservative government or the Saskatchewan Party government. We're running record deficits again. And I'd like to salute Vic, but I'd like to boot him for getting rid of Dynamite Dan back in 1987. Thank you.
Tick, tick, tick. Yeah, boom. Yeah.
You'll have to tell that story. I'm not familiar. What is it, Vic?
Yeah,
Dynamite Dan.
Well, there was a contest. You could win money, you know, but the bomb was ticking, and you could go up by increments of, like, say, $5, $10, $15, $20, and if you stopped Dynamite Dan and stopped the bomb ticking, you would win that amount of money. And if you went too far and got a little greedy, the bomb would explode, and you didn't win nothing.
Oh, there you go. It's a bit like the cash cow that we run every fall. There you go. Boots and Salutes, you can be our last caller here today.
Oh, perfect. Well, congratulations, Vic. It was good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And you're welcome. And you go grab some beers. It's going to be a hot, long weekend. So grab a lot of beer and sit down with your wife and have some wine with her or two. So enjoy your retirement.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. I remember meeting you at the Crab Lodge. I took for you guys a couple times. So.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've emceed so many things at so many different venues around Saskatoon in the last 40 years that I couldn't even name them all in a million years.
Well, I remember your daughter. I think your daughter played at the bar there on New Year's Eve, I believe.
Oh, yeah. She was in a band for a while. That's right. Before she started having our grandchildren. Yeah.
Oh, how many you got now?
Two.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you again. Go have some beers and enjoy the long weekend.
Thank you. You too.
There we go. We will leave it at that. Vic, congratulations to you hanging up the headphones after 56 years in broadcasting.
I'm keeping the headphones for Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, well, you are still keeping it there too. That's right. We gotta phrase that a little bit differently. But you can tell that people still love you here at CJWW.
Yes,
and
thank
it was
you.
Great having you on the show this morning. Enjoy a little bit of that retirement life, okay?
My pleasure. Thank you.